Blog Talk Radio.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest, you're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love, you're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug, you're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun, you're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter, you're my friend till the end, you're my dreams, you're my father, you're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround, I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the cloud, you're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow, you're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow, you're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that
all that I am, all that I see, all that I've been and all that I'll ever be is a blessing. It's so amazing and I'm grateful for it all, for it all.
Start looking towards your heart. It'll open all the doors, and only then you'll start to hear the world singing chorus with your mind and heart. The line and purpose, everything
I'm
here for
you.
Because what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I get back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan, but there's a million things that I can be grateful for.
The small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Cynthia Fontaine and stepping into your light, transforming your life. Thank you so much for joining me, whether you're listening live or going to listen to the replay at another time. I'm so happy to be here, and I am so happy that you're here with me. I just checked my stats, and I'm up over to almost 12,000 listens. Yay! So exciting! I love you all so much, and I really do appreciate you tuning in. So, what are you grateful for today? I'm grateful for so many things. I'm grateful that my son's been home for a couple of days from college. That's been so nice. And I'm grateful that we finally got a little sunshine and it was actually up in the 50s today here in New England. So I am so happy about that. I am live in the chat room in my Blog Talk studio, and I'd like to say hello to people in the chat room. I see you there, and glad that you joined me. So if you are not in the chat room, come on over, because we have a great community in our chat room who they're all really supportive and fabulous, fabulous people. And let's see, last week someone said, oh my goodness, you didn't say that I was a new friend on Facebook. Well, that's because she private friended me, and it's my public page where I announce the new friends. So and the new people who like my page. So if you don't, you know, if you want to like my public page, and I'll be happy to let people know that you have done that online. And I so appreciate the people who do like my public page, because it's really where all action happens. Honestly, almost nothing goes on my private page. And I'm so busy these days that I have to limit my time on social media, because otherwise I don't get the things done that I need to get done during my day. You know, getting ready for a big summer with my line of all-natural bath and body products, Alchemy of the Earth, which if you have not tried, I encourage you to go on the website, and you can find that through my website, CynthiaFontaine.com, or you can go directly on the website, AlchemyOfTheEarth.com. Either way, my website has a link directly to Alchemy of the Earth, so you can find that either way. And I have some great all-natural products on there, so check it out. There's some testimonials up there, although I really have to update the site and get some more testimonials up there. And I have some new products in the works, which is exciting. I hope to have those launched in the next month or so. So I'm grateful for that, and just grateful for life in general. You know, sometimes we can get wrapped up in the things that are going on all around us. Sometimes it can be some pretty overwhelming things and, you know, big stuff. We just had so many really tremendous storms across the country with all those terrible tornadoes and, you know, whole towns wiped out. And, you know, it's pretty scary to go through something like that. You know, most of us never have to deal with something to that magnitude. But we all have things that go on in our lives that can be very traumatic. We all experience losses in one way or another. That's just the nature of the human spirit. So tonight, we're going to talk a little bit about that. And how do you handle the big things in life? Because there are different directions or different ways that you can handle things when the big things come up. I might go into panic, and I actually used to get anxiety attacks when things were stressful going on in my life. And, you know, I dealt with it probably not in the most healthy ways. Although I didn't turn to drug use or anything like that, where so many people do tend to do that. They'll medicate with drugs or alcohol or things like that. And it doesn't make the problem go away. It just temporarily sort of seems to ease your pain. But then, of course, you end up with all kinds of other issues if you continue that pattern, and then have an addiction problem. So that, again, can set up a whole host of different issues all on its own. And when you're already dealing with stressful situations, you don't want to add one more thing to your plate to then have to deal with and clean up the mess afterwards. So why not get some tools to deal with it in a more healthy way before the big things come up? You know, again, we all have big things that go on in our lives, some bigger than others, and some people seem to have more things go on, tragedies or difficulties in their life, health challenges and things like that, than other people. And I've often been asked, well, why is it not fair that one person should go through so much and others just seem to skate by? And I don't have an answer for that when people come to me with those things. Although, you know, if they're seeing me on a professional level, then I can often peek into their Akashic records and see what their chart says. And very often it's a choice that you've made. If you have a very difficult life with lots of challenges, very likely, I'm not saying that this is always the case, but very likely if I or someone else were to look at your chart and look at your Akashic records, we would find that you charted in a lot of these difficulties or some of these difficulties, especially the big ones, because you were here for soul growth. And so many of us, it takes the big things for us, for our soul to grow, because we're all guilty of this. When life is going on smoothly and you have, you know, enough money to have your needs met and those sort of things, no one really pays attention to soul growth, honestly, for the most part. It's through those difficult times when you then reach out for something. You reach out for a higher source. You reach out for inspiration or reach out for help from someone else. It's during those difficult times when we experience the most soul growth, if we're conscious and awake to it. So many people choose to just medicate or just ignore it. With the numbers of people in the United States who are on medication for depression, it's in the millions and millions of people. And, you know, many of those people are probably not really depressed, but this is how the medical profession deals with it. And there is, don't get me wrong, there is a place for all allopathic medicine, within reason. But I feel that prescription medicine is way overprescribed because of the big pharmacy who wants to make more and more money. That's all they're all about. And so you really have to think about that when your doctor said, if you go into your doctor and you say, you know, I'm having a really hard time, blah, 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 and your doctor just quickly writes a prescription for Wellbutrin or, you know, whatever. Really think about that. I have a client who is a young client. She's only 16, and her doctor recommended that she go on an antidepressant medication. And when she did, she's a smart girl. She did the research into the medication to see exactly what it was, what the side effects possibly could be, and so forth. And she stood up to the doctor and said, you know, I'm not taking this. The side effects are so bad that we're just not taking it. And it looks like people are getting booted off the website tonight. They're going back and forth in the chat room. I'm not sure if you guys are listening on a laptop or a desktop, or if you're on an iPad or the little ones. I'm thinking Kindle, but it's not Kindle. iPod. That's what I'm thinking. Sometimes, the signal doesn't hold on the iPad or the iPod, but I'm not sure about that. That's just what I've been told. So you might want to try to jump on a laptop or a desktop if you have one available. And I hope that straightens itself out. Planetarily wise, we just sort of got out of this big shift, but the energy is still going to continue for a couple of weeks, although not as intense as it was leading up to the eclipse that we had on Tuesday and that cardinal Grand Cross. It still is in effect, but again, some of the aspects of the intensity of it is starting to lessen, and that will continue to lessen as we go through May. So let's talk about what we have to look forward to this week and next week, and maybe a little bit into May itself. Now, if you listen to my shows at the beginning of the year, you may recall me talking about the end of January into the middle of February being a really good time to start new projects, start a new business, get writing a book, things like that. It was astrologically, it was a perfect time for really getting projects cemented or businesses cemented. Now, if you did start something new back that time, then we are coming into another big push this month in May to really support anything that you may have started at the beginning of the year. And if you were thinking about starting something early on in the beginning of the year but never got around to it for, you know, we all have multiple reasons why we put things off, then this month, again, May, is going to be a very good time to get things started and get things cemented. The energy this month is going to be moving very quickly, and a lot of the opposition that we had going on in April is finally lessening this month, and that's going to be very helpful. We do still have some oppositions going on the first week or two of May, but we are in a place of new start also. So some things to look out for is be careful and pay attention, be mindful. If you get into the mind thought of being self-centered in your relationship, it's all about me, 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 and mine, and not so much about working in partnership, because there's a couple of planets that are opposing each other that can accentuate that energy right now. So just be careful of that. And if you're consciously aware of these things, then it can help. So if you find yourself being stubborn about something in a relationship, and, you know, sometimes we have to stand our ground for things, I understand that. But just keep in mind, again, that this next 2 weeks, it can lead to serious arguments and things like that. So really question if that's where you want to go. It's really important to listen to the people that you're in relationship with, whether it's a spouse or children or even your neighbors. It could be a boss or other people that you work with. Really important to listen and to speak your truth. That being said, it's super, super important to speak your truth in a loving way. Talk about your feelings this next couple of weeks and then let them go. So talk about them in a genuine, heart-centered way and then let them go. Talk about things with these oppositions that are going on and you're not in speaking in your truth in a heart-centered way. It really can create some big problems in relationships these next couple of weeks. So again, really keep that in mind, because knowledge is power. And if you have this knowledge, you can always go back and reference it and go, oh, right, I remember Cynthia saying the next couple of weeks are going to be tricky in relationships, and it's important to have good, clear communication and heart-centered communication again. So be sure that if you are requiring something of a partner or even children, be sure that it's fair. Okay, and not all about me, me, me. Really take a look at other people's values and respect people for where they are and what their values are. Not that you have to have them take them on as your own, not that you have to change anything about yourself, but just respect other people and where they come from. Now in through December, it's important to look at your inner authority and who are you listening to, because this energy started really last October, and you have to be careful about how are you seeing the glass. Are you seeing the glass empty or half empty, or are you seeing the glass half full? I know you've probably heard that a million times. That being said, I'm going to use that old metaphor again, because when you see the glass as half empty, then it has a little bit more of a negative connotation and a negative feeling to it. But if you can look at the glass and see the glass half full, then it's always on the better side of things. And again, it's important now all the way through the end of the year and just December to really know, who am I listening to? Am I listening to the small mind, the ego, the one who's nitpicky, the one who's demanding, the one who always wants its way? Or am I listening to the bigger mind, one who is more open, one who's in touch with your heart and your centeredness, being grounded and peaceful? Or are you listening to outside authorities? That's another big one. Are you letting other people run your show? Who's driving your bus? I know I like to drive my own bus. I don't like anybody else to drive me, because honestly, most people are not that good of drivers. Anyway, I get freaked out when I ride with other people who aren't very good drivers. And all right, so we're really going to, the energy is really going to get rolling this month into through the 19th. So be careful about doubting your intuition or over-worrying, overthinking things. It's a time to take a step back, breathe, release things, and trust life, trust nature, trust that the universe has a higher plan for you. Let go. Let go and shine. Shine these next couple of weeks. And again, have clear communication. That is really, really so important. And I know this is going a couple of weeks ahead, but when we have the full moon coming up on the 14th, and this full moon is really going to give us a boost to manifest what you want. So think about this over the next week, next 2 weeks. What are you asking for? What do you really want? Because the veil is getting thinner and thinner, and we're getting better at manifesting things more quickly. So be sure what you're asking for is what you really, really want. Oh my goodness, we're already, 23 minutes into the show. Can you believe that? I can't believe it. All right, the guest call-in number tonight, if you would like to call in and chat with me, is 818-691-7313. Again, 818-691-7313. So how do you find me when I'm off Blog Talk Radio? You can go to my website, cynthiafontaine.com, CynthiaFontaine. You can also find me on Facebook. Cynthia is Facebook.com/CynthiaFontaine.intuitive. I am on Twitter, Pinterest, all the social media stuff. If you go to my website, you will find all the links to social media right there, quite handy, so you don't have to go searching around from social media to social media network. I'm also on LinkedIn. So if you're on LinkedIn, send me a request to join my network. That would be fabulous. My network is growing daily on all these social media things, LinkedIn, especially LinkedIn. And if you do go on LinkedIn, you can see where I have hundreds of endorsements. And so it's kind of cool. The numbers are really growing, and it's kind of cool. I'm humbled. Anyway. All right. So if you needed a mantra this week, this may be a good one for you. And we've just had storms across the country, so it really fits, especially for this week. Okay. And the mantra for this week is, after the clouds burst and the torrential rain, the clouds disperse and the sun shines again. The rivers rise up and flow to the sea. The more I let go, the more I am free. Sunshine, in and after the big cloud burst of the last. That is from Kaipacha. I like Kaipacha. He's kind of a funky, cool astrologer. And he's always off traveling somewhere. I think he's in, I don't know where he's at right now. If he's in South America, but he's always traveling somewhere. All right, so how do you deal with the big stuff in life? And one thing that I really recommend for people is meditation. And so many people who I talk with or who, I see in person or even counsel over the phone say, but I can't meditate. I've tried. And most people have a misconception about how meditation actually should look and how it should go. David G is really funny because he says that people expect magic and miracles on the mat. And he said, the magic and miracles don't happen during meditation. They happen in the other 23 hours of your day. Interesting. So why meditate? Well, meditation helps you to become more centered. It also helps you to become more peaceful. So when the big things come up, it's much easier to deal with those things from a more peaceful, centered place. And I know from my own experience that it's extremely, extremely helpful. Before I really got into holistic medicine and things like that and learning about meditation and yoga and shamanism, I was a nervous wreck. And I would have anxiety attacks where I would hyperventilate. I would have to put my head between my legs and get the paper bag and the whole thing. And I had migraine headaches pretty much daily for years and years. And it wasn't until I really started doing alternative medicine. Of course, we call it alternative medicine now, but it's really the original medicine. And I would like that name to be switched back to the original medicine because that's what it really is. It's not alternative. It's the original medicine. So when we go back and study the original medicine and because, you know, we were here in the United States, if you're in the States, you know that, of course, we've only been here for about 500 years where European countries and Asian countries, they have been populated for much longer. Although, you know, of course, we had the traditional native peoples here. But then when the British came over and all that, things really shifted. But if you look back into Asian cultures especially, they've been using the original medicine for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. And when you look at places like Japan, for example, heart disease is practically non-existent. And everybody meditates. And they even have breaks at work where they do yoga and meditate in many, many places in Japan because they understand how important it is. So how do you meditate if you can't sit on the mat for 10 minutes or 20 minutes or an hour? I have trouble sitting on a mat because I have trouble getting down to the floor. If I do, I can't get back up. But you don't need to sit on the floor, sit on the mat. You don't have to sit in yogi style to meditate. There are all these sort of dogmas that go along with meditation that aren't necessarily true. You don't have to follow any specific strict way of meditating. I've had the best meditations at a stoplight before, and the guy behind you will always let you know when the light turns green. Trust me. So how do you get started if you haven't meditated before? Well, go on YouTube. If you're listening to me, then you have internet. Look for meditation on YouTube. And many of us think that when during meditation, the mind is to be completely silent. Not true, because that mind is just chatterboxing away. So the key to when the mind has the thoughts and you're sitting on the couch or laying on your, you know, massage table or bed or wherever you do your meditation or your deep thinking, thoughts are going to come into your mind. And especially if you say to your mind, well, I'm not going to be thinking now because I'm meditating. And then it's even worse. It's like if somebody told you not to think about monkeys, all you're going to think about is monkeys. So the way to deal with that is to acknowledge the thought. For example, say you have to go to the store and pick up something for dinner, and that thought pops into your head. Oh, and so now you think, oh, well, I've got to do this and I've got to do that. And now how can I meditate? Well, how you do that is you just say, well, that I will do that later today. And you say, thank you for reminding me that I have to pick up something for dinner, to the thought. You can have a whole conversation with the thought itself if you'd like, or you can just acknowledge it. And once you acknowledge it, you'll find that the thought just sort of floats away. And then another thought will come in, and it sort of keeps going like that. I particularly myself like guided meditation. During guided meditation, it's different if you're looking for messages from spirit, because of course you're listening to someone speak and guide you through the meditation. You can get messages from spirit, but when you're doing, meditation that's not guided with just perhaps some meditation music or things like that, then you can get answers that way as well. But really, like David G says, everything happens in the other 23 hours, including sometimes getting answers to the questions that you've put out there. You may overhear a conversation. You can say, oh, well, that was just a coincidence. But it totally applies to you and the things that you're going through right now. So it's not a coincidence. So try not to fluff it off as being a coincidence if something really seems to fit. That can be really helpful. So other things to do to help you get through the times when times are rough is really get a tribe, a solid tribe of people around you who believe in you, who are supportive, who are positive. You know, very often that is not our family. Sometimes it can be, and if you're blessed to have a family like that, that's fantastic. But very often we have to go outside of our family and create your own sort of family group. I have a family group, you know, my people, my tribe, that I totally love. Not that I don't love my family, because I do, but my family doesn't get this stuff. And though they think what I do is cool, most of them anyway, some of them don't understand it, and they just say, oh, that crazy stuff that you do or whatever. But most of them think it's totally cool. It's kind of hilarious when I go to family gatherings. There's always somebody there who needs some kind of healing or work that one of my aunts always shuffles over to me. It's really kind of funny. But it's cute, and I feel really blessed that she's so confident in what I do that she can do that with her friends. So find your tribe. And where can you find your tribe? Well, you can find your tribe listening to shows like this and joining in the chat room. Again, because I feel like it's not I, it's we. Even though, you know, I'm the one that does most of the talking out here, you know, I really feel like that this is a collaborative. It's we. We're a group who is doing this sort of all together. And so find your tribe, whether it's on a show like this, go to yoga class. If you have a store locally that is into metaphysics, go and take some classes there if you can. And really get to know people who are like-minded. Meetup groups are great, and oftentimes the meetups are free. So if money is an issue, then you can, you know, find a lot of free resources. And here in New England, we have a number of different metaphysical publications and natural publications that have all sorts of listings on the back of events that are going on and things to do. You know, there's gong circles and qigong groups and all sorts of things. And most places in the country now have these type of magazines. They're like made out of newsprint. And if not, look on the internet. So again, find a meetup group. Do whatever it is that you can do to find your tribe, because we all need to have a support group. And again, very often that support group is outside of our family. And if you're blessed enough to have a support group within your family unit, that's fabulous. You're very, very lucky. So what do you do when the big stuff hits? When you have, say, a medical challenge, and I'll use cancer as an example, because so many thousands and thousands of people, not only in this country, but around the world, are diagnosed with cancer every day. So what do you do once you get that diagnosis? Well, the first thing I suggest to people is a diagnosis is only a diagnosis. And so very often, the doctors can misinterpret things, or they can, you know, because again, pharmaceuticals, they recommend aggressive treatments that aren't always necessary. And please, I'm not a doctor, so, you know, if you do get some kind of diagnosis, you do need to follow up with the medical profession. But how, what do you do with it mentally? Well, the first thing, I love Byron Katie's work, and if you are going through any kind of medical challenge in your life, I really encourage you to look up her work. First question she asks you is it true? And then if you can absolutely say it's true, she continues with a series. It's just four simple questions she uses. And it's really amazing how when you ask those questions, by the time you get to the last question, often you're wondering, well, is it really true? How do you know? Interesting. I myself, about a year ago, had a interpretation from a doctor of having breast cancer. And I had further testing and so forth. And I got in touch with a doctor in Italy who is doing alternative healing for cancer therapies. And it's amazing that I just called this guy up at his house and was on the phone with him for an hour and 50 minutes one Sunday afternoon. And, you know, as it turns out, whatever it was that the doctors thought they saw turned out not to be what it was. And I've had tumors removed before that were non-cancerous. But anyway, so when you first get that diagnosis, believe it. And even if it comes back and it is true, then you say, well, okay, so the tests show that I have it. Now where do I go with this? Well, that's when you really go within to become centered. And that's where, if you have been meditating, you will already have that centeredness within you, and it will be so much easier to get to and to access. So very often people will go in the direction of looking for some peace and solace when they get a big diagnosis or something tragic happens in the family or with themselves or so forth. So if you're already doing that, I applaud you. Good for you. And I know some of you who are in the chat room are very experienced meditators. So keep that up, because it's a really positive thing. Okay, so where else are we going to go? Anybody have any questions in the chat room? Go there. I should go back to the studio and see if anybody's on the line. The Blog Talk has still not fixed the chat, so I have to go back and forth from the chat room to my studio screen. And I just want to say hello to everybody in the chat room. So glad you're here, and I am so glad to see you all. It's so nice, and I hope wherever you're at, your weather is lovely, because we finally are getting some really nice weather. And I do have a bunch of new people who have liked my page on Facebook, but I can't say a lot of their names, I'm sorry to say. Oh my goodness, I'm terrible with names. But I do want to give a shout out to Deborah, Savanka, Muhammad, Masawati, Megan, and I'm probably totally botching these names, Art Jenrick, and Ski Zoos. I'm terrible. I have so many followers now who are from other countries, and unfortunately, I never learned to speak foreign languages, and I probably wouldn't botch everybody's names so much if I spoke another language. All right, so let's see where we're going from here. Somebody in the chat room wants me to talk about automatic writing. I can talk about that for a couple of minutes, sure. Automatic writing is very interesting. And that is a form of meditation. When Esther Hicks, if you haven't seen Esther and Jerry Hicks, Jerry passed away last year, but Esther is still doing their thing with Abraham. If you haven't seen them, seen Esther, then check her out on her website, especially when she talks about the story and how Abraham came about. She and Jerry decided that they were going to meditate for 10 minutes a day. And 10 minutes turned into 20, into 40. And after 6 months of meditating, Esther started drawing letters with her nose in the air, which at first neither one of them were sure what she was doing. And then Jerry figured out she was spelling things out with her nose. And then she went from that to, I can't remember if she went to automatic writing from there or if she went to typing. But anyway, check out the story. It's really funny. So you can do automatic writing. And I suggest that you do a sort of relaxation meditation before going into the automatic writing. And you always write with your non-dominant hand. So if you're right-handed, you write with your left hand. And if you're left-handed, you write with your right hand. And you don't control where the pen's going to go. And you just sort of let your hand go with the flow. And it takes practice. And very often, for a while in the beginning, it just looks like a bunch of scribbles. And it will just seem like a messy bunch. But if you keep at it, find that it gets neater and neater. And you may very well get messages in your writing. One of my students right now is making a set of tarot cards. And she is drawing the pictures with her non-dominant hand. And she finished two cards this week. And one of the cards, as soon as she pulled it out, I said, oh, look at that angel. It was clearly right there in the picture. And so you don't know what's going to come out when you just let it flow. So don't control it. Just let your hand sort of flow. And you may even start doodling if you feel like nothing's happening and your hand isn't moving on its own. So just sort of doodle and with no intention of having something specific to write. And you may want to ask if you're looking for a query, answer to a particular question. You may want to set that question up when you are getting in your relaxed state and say, call in your guides, your angels, the ascended masters, whoever that you work with. And if you aren't working with anyone yet, if this is new to you, then you always want to be sure to put a field of protection around you. And that's whether you're working with someone or not. And it can be as simple as just putting yourself in a bubble of light, or just ask for protection to come around you. Some people use the Holy Spirit. Some people use the light of Saint Germain, whatever you're comfortable with. I like the bubble from The Wizard of Oz that Glenda arrives and departs in. So again, whatever you're comfortable in. So bring in your protection. And then if you aren't sure who you're working with, if you are, again, at the beginning process of this, always put sort of a disclaimer in the beginning that any communication that you receive must only come from the highest source, from the for the highest good and those that work with the light. Because just like in physical life, where we have individuals who make choices that, I don't want to say bad choices, because those choices may be exactly what they need at the time and what their soul needs for growth. But if people make choices to do things that are unkind, we'll say, then, you know, those people eventually cross into spirit, and you typically don't change that much just because you've left the body and have gone into spirit. Sometimes people see the big picture and then say, oh boy, I better, you know, I was pretty rotten down there. I think I better clean up my act. And they come back again in the next life, make up for some of that. But anyway, I got off track here. I totally forgot what I was thinking. Oh, so yes, about spirit people. So just like people in physical form, there are some spirit people who perhaps are not of the light. So you always want to be sure that you call in those of the light and that you have some type of protection in place. You can call again upon your angels, your guides, whatever you believe in. But again, be sure to ask for the highest vibration, the highest light, you know, whoever is available that you work with. I have many Native American guides that I work with, and my master teacher is Asian, and then I have a doctor who's British, and I have many, many celestial guides that I'm now working with on very high levels. So if you're just starting the process of working in the energy field and working in the realms of spirit, you may start out with working with an angel or calling in your guide. And again, always call in for the highest good. Check it in the chat room. Interesting. One of our people in the chat room says that her first automatic writing said, "You are my child and you are a child of God." It was St. Ignatius, and she went to St. Ignatius's grammar school. So that is a really good point to bring up. So thank you, because whoever you resonate with is really going to be an opening for you to connect in. And because this person went to St. Ignatius Grammar School, they felt a connection with on that level with St. Ignatius. And, you know, again, we can work with all different people. I did some work this week with St. Teresa of Avila. And it's interesting because the more I see people, the more work that I do, the more these higher level beings are coming to me and working with me. It's very interesting. And about a week ago, I guess, I actually started to transmit a new energy in healing sessions, very, very high levels. And it's such a high level that I'm not exactly sure how to quite deal with it yet, because it could really blow my circuits out and blow other people's circuits out. But very, very high level energy. Let's see. And I was just going to say something about that with the high level energies. It's gone because I wanted to get back to the show and tonight's topic. So how to deal with things. One thing for me that has become very clear is the physical things that we hold on to often take so much of our energy that it can be really beneficial to be more non-attached to the physical things, because we can't take them with us when we go. You can enjoy them while you're here, but often we accumulate things and then we worry about what's going to happen to our things when we're gone, or
you know, what'll happen if somebody comes in and steals my stuff? What if I get robbed or something like that? And I actually had that experience when I was about 15 years old. Our family home got robbed of everything. And it's pretty frightening when you realize there's been someone in your house and your TV's gone and your stereo's gone and things like that. And so that aspect alone is very frightening because then it's a safety issue. So, and again, how do you deal with that? You meditate. You might change the locks on the doors, of course, things like that. You can do physical things so it doesn't happen again. So, again, you know, meditation is really important. It's really key. And prayer is a form, in a sense, of meditation, except meditation you're receiving and prayers you're giving out. So if you're praying and looking for an answer, remember that you're channeling the prayers out and up and not asking for, you know, it's not coming in, you're putting out. And remember, if you do put a prayer out there, something that you want to see manifest or something that you need help with, don't take it back, because oftentimes we'll put it out there and then we'll start worrying about it. So if you put it out there and you're worrying about it, now you've taken it back upon yourself and you're not trusting that there's a greater source out there who maybe has a bigger picture than you and who can have a little bit more clarity and create miracles than you can as a human. So again, be mindful of that. If you're putting a thought out there, you're putting a prayer out there, put it out there and then just let the universe, let the God force, let the matrix, whatever you want to call it, let it take it and do its job. Remember, if something is meant for you, it will not go past you, whether that's healing, whether that's a new car or a new house, job. If it is yours, it shall not go past you. If it goes past you, then you have to trust that it wasn't for your highest good. Now, that being said, because you are in the physical body, you do have to make an effort. If you want a particular job and you don't apply for the job, then, of course, the universe isn't going to be able to bring it to you because you haven't made the effort to step out and put the application in. So this is a co-creative process. It is not a one-sided street. Oh, it's really unfortunate. Everybody in the chat room is saying they're having so much trouble with the computer freezing. Oh, I am sorry. You know, I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk. I hope to get it sorted out really soon. And I hate to jump to another venue. I jumped from Ustream to Blog Talk because Ustream was having all those problems. And hopefully Blog Talk will get it sorted out very quickly. And I hope if you go back and listen to the replay that the sound will be good and it won't be all frozen up. So let me know, you guys in the chat room, if you go back in to listen to the replays, let me know if it's smooth. All right. Okay, so, oh, my God, we have 5 minutes left. And here I was thinking, oh, how am I going to fill the whole hour? No, seriously. All right. So again, what are some of the key points tonight? Remember, find your tribe. Find people who are supportive, who are of a similar mind frame as you, whether that is people local to you. People local to you is always really beneficial and key because if you have something come up, say, for example, you have a medical issue and you need a sounding board or you really need a ride to the doctors, then having a tribe who's local to you is really helpful. And then you can also have tribe members who aren't local, but who you can jump on the internet with or jump on the phone, that sort of thing. And I think I have a sneeze coming. Sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. I hope that wasn't too loud. I did take my microphone off. I don't know where that came from. Actually, I was cooking earlier, so I think it might have been some residual pepper. Okay, so find your tribe. Try to have some local people in your tribe, and it's fine to have people that are away as well, but really definitely try to have some local people. And it's great if it can be your family. Oftentimes, it's not our family, even though we really want it to be. So don't get so hung up in the mindset that, you know, for example, I had a client recently whose family is very spread out and they don't really, they're not really a family unit per se, even though they're blood related. Because so oftentimes we are born into these families that are dysfunctional. And then as we learn different things and we step into different arenas and we get healthy and our thinking gets healthy, very oftentimes our family members, we can't relate to them and they can no longer relate to us. So find your tribe, whether it's within your family or outside your family, but don't feel bad if it's it's outside of your family unit. And meditate, really meditate, get centered. Listen, if you don't know how to meditate, again, go on YouTube, go on the Chopra Center. Oprah does a meditation challenge like 5 or 6 times a year. There's all kinds of free stuff out there. Go on Hay House Radio. Find David G. He's a great, he's got the most phenomenal voice. If you've never listened to him, you have to listen to him. He's fantastic. And he's on the Chopra Center. And talk about things. Talk from the heart. You know, when, especially when big tragedies come about, all those of you who know me and know my story know that I lost my brother last year to suicide. And that's a really big piece. That's a big deal. That's a huge trauma. And I could have, you know, just decided to, and I thought about it, just going off the air for a while. I thought about many things, but I decided that the best thing for me and for my healing and to honor my brother was to stay on the air and to talk about it. Because sharing my story and sharing my brother's plight maybe can help somebody else. And it also helped me in my healing. So talk from a heart-centered place. And it's fantastic if you can talk to your partner that way or your spouse. And if you can't, then start to learn how to speak to them from the heart. Sai Ma, who is an Indian, a caller, an Indian guru, she talks about hospitality. How when you go to a hotel and if you're treated with good hospitality, how you're a happy customer. She talks about having hospitality in your everyday life with the people who you are the closest to. And I just heard her speak about this week. And to me, it is a remarkable idea that I think every single one of us should adopt. Because if you can have hospitality within your home, it is so much more pleasant. And I have to say that my current partner who really has the hospitality piece down. And he has taught me so much in that area. So keep learning. And oh, we have 30 seconds left. I can't believe it. I hope that you all got something useful out of tonight's show. If you want me to talk about a particular thing, let me know and we'll see what I can do. And 18 seconds left. Find me on Facebook, on Twitter, my website, CynthiaFontaine.com. And if you haven't checked out Michael J. Chase and the Kindness Center, I encourage you to check him out. And also my friend Susan T. Mullen, they're doing a workshop together this weekend. Love you guys.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest, you're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love. You're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug, you're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun. You're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter, you're my friend to the end, you're my dreams, you're my father. You're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround, I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the clouds. You're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow, you're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow. You're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that.
All that I am, all that I see, all that I've been and all that I'll ever be is a blessing. It's so amazing and I'm grateful for it all, for it all.
Everything
all that
feels
I
great.
Am, all that I see, all that I've been and all that I'll ever be is a blessing. It's so amazing and I'm grateful for it all.
Every day I sit and pray 'cause what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I get back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan, but there's a million things that I can be grateful for.
The small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.